Hello. Well, a few bits of news for you this week. Firstly, I'd like to let you know that Denise Parsons has very kindly agreed to act as volunteer manager for the organisation. Denise's role is pretty much everything to do with volunteers, getting new ones on board, making sure everyone's doing the job they want to do and enjoy, and setting up socials and meetups, and generally ensuring that we make it as enjoyable as we possibly can to give your time to Radio Verulam. Please join me in congratulating her on the role, and also to extend our sincere thanks to Ian Rogers, who took on this task up until recently. Secondly, you might have seen recently that we've had some great news from the broadcast regulator Ofcom, who've told us that we've been granted an extension of our licence until mid-2022, which is another 5 years. We should all be absolutely delighted that the government, of course, has seen fit to grant us this extension. But the next 5 years are not without challenges, particularly in terms of the supersaturated market that we're in, and that we're approaching the tipping point for DAB. There's plenty of other challenges on the horizon as well. Now more than ever is when we need to prove to the city that we serve that we are worthy of their listenership. Third, the website. I said last week that it's been set live, and if you've been wondering what's happened, well, best laid plans and all that. Suffice it to say that while the technology does an awful lot for us, when it goes wrong fairly spectacularly. I think we're back on track now and the site is live, but there's still plenty of things to iron out. Thank you so much to Nick and also to Dave Neal, who've been shepherding this thing back onto the internet. I ask for your patience, and please, if you get some time, please test it and let us know what you think and supply any comments to either Nick or to Dave Neal. Fourth and finally, but not least, ring the sales bell. I'm delighted to say that St Albans Credit Union has chosen us to carry their advert for a two-month period. They had a trial back in November, you might remember, and they've come back for more. Please join me in congratulating Kerry Cobb for her work in getting this client back. And I'm absolutely delighted that this local business is partnering with us in order to spread their word. Right, well, I think that's about it from me for this week. Short and sweet, as ever. Thank you for the time that you give to the organisation, and I hope you have a fantastic week.